20 Uhr. Ego FM Nachrichten.
Mit André Glatzel. Sturzfluten, Millionen Menschen ohne Strom und mehrere Tote. Hurricane Milton ist über den US-Bundesstaat Florida gezogen und löste dabei auch Tornados aus. Einsatzkräfte berichten von einer Schneise der Verwüstung und hunderten zerstörten Häusern. Das ganze Ausmaß der Schäden ist bis jetzt nicht abzusehen. Gouverneur Ron DeSantis sagt aber, dass die schlimmsten Szenarien ausgeblieben sind. Mit einem Sondervermögen sollen marode Straßen, Brücken und Schienen saniert werden. Das haben die Verkehrsminister der Länder bei ihrer Konferenz gefordert. Das Geld für den Fonds könnte unter anderem aus der Lkw-Maut kommen. NRW-Verkehrsminister Oliver Krischer sagt dazu:
Der soll Investitionen erleichtern. Er soll das Stop-and-Go, die Verunsicherung durch jährliche öffentliche Haushalte beseitigen. Er soll das Ganze, die oft langjährigen Investitionen, planbarer machen.
Bis nächsten Herbst soll eine Kommission jetzt weitere konkrete Vorschläge machen. Justizminister Buschmann hat im Bundestag dafür geworben, das Bundesverfassungsgericht besser vor Extremisten zu schützen. Möglich machen soll das ein neues Gesetz, das im Parlament jetzt erstmals auf den Tisch kam. Mehr von Philipp Rösler.
Bei dem Thema sind sich die Ampelparteien und die Union ungewohnt einig gewesen. Den Gesetzentwurf hatten sie gemeinsam vorgelegt. Der Plan, zentrale Strukturen des Gerichts sollen ins Grundgesetz kommen. So soll verhindert werden, dass extreme Parteien auf die Arbeit des Gerichts Einfluss nehmen können. Justizminister Buschmann betonte in Anspielung auf Polen, der Blick über unsere Staatsgrenzen hätte gezeigt, wie verwundbar Verfassungsgerichte sind.
Ob am Strand oder im Zug, immer mehr Deutsche greifen zum E-Book. Das zeigt eine Bitkom-Umfrage. Knapp jeder Fünfte gab an, fast ausschließlich digitale und keine gedruckten Bücher mehr zu lesen. Vor allem bei Jüngeren sind E-Books hoch im Kurs.
Die nachfolgende Sendung wurde mit dem Deutschen Radiopreis in der Kategorie Beste Sendung ausgezeichnet. Chelsea Hotel.
I think people were living in the moment. It was a great time. It was an exciting time.
We were all living in the same place. You would see Janis Joplin or Jimi Hendrix.
The day Lou Reed died, I laid roses at the foot of the Chelsea Hotel. It's a legendary place.
The place is still full of mysteries, and there's a lot to do.
Ego FM. Chelsea Hotel.
Einen wunderschönen guten Abend. Schön, dass ihr mit dabei seid heute bei einer neuen Ausgabe vom Chelsea Hotel mit mir. Ich bin Sandra Gern. Ich bin's, auch wenn meine Stimme heute ein bisschen anders klingt. Ich bin wie so viele gerade ein bisschen krank. Aber ich freue mich heute auf eine ganz besondere Sendung, denn ich habe was vorbereitet, was ich schon fast ein halbes Jahr mit mir rumtrage. Und zwar war ich vor einiger Zeit in der Arktis und habe dort eine Artist Residency gemacht. Also ich bin dort auf eine einsame Insel im Norden von Norwegen gegangen und durfte dort Songs schreiben, auch einfach nur die Natur auf mich wirken lassen und diese Erfahrung machen, wie es eigentlich ist, wenn man so komplett abgeschnitten ist von der Welt, wie wir sie so kennen, gerade wenn wir in großen Städten wohnen. Und ich habe damals, auch wenn ich damals noch nicht genau wusste, was ich damit machen möchte, mich mit dem Gründer von dieser Artist Residency unterhalten. Wie er auf die Idee kam, weil er selber Musiker ist, und wie er auf die Idee kam, dass es dort so einen Ort braucht, an dem sich Artists treffen und was das Ganze auch mit Umweltschutz zu tun hat. Über all diese Dinge haben wir gesprochen, auch über Dinge, die auf dieser einsamen Insel im arktischen Meer passiert sind. Und ich wusste nie genau, wann ich dieses Interview ausspielen möchte, aber jetzt kam mir, dass jetzt ein ganz guter Anlass wäre, denn ich bringe morgen einen Song raus, der unter anderem auf dieser Insel entstanden ist. Deswegen ist jetzt eigentlich, glaube ich, ein ganz guter Anlass. Den Song werden wir am Ende auch hören, aber davor haben wir noch ganz viel andere tolle Musik. Unter anderem, ich habe vor ein paar Wochen den neuen Franz Ferdinand Song gespielt und habe euch um eure Mithilfe gebeten, an was euch dieser Song erinnert, weil ich die ganze Zeit dachte, Mensch, ich kenne das doch. Und ihr habt mir ganz viele Nachrichten geschickt. Dafür wollte ich mich schon mal bedanken. Und ich glaube, ich bin auch ein bisschen dem näher gekommen, an was es mich erinnert. Mehr dazu gleich. Ansonsten gibt's noch ganz tolle neue Musik, unter anderem einen neuen Song von The Cure, ganz großes Highlight gerade. Und auch neue Musik von Berglind aus Wien, genauso wie ein neuer Song von The Horrors. Und jetzt gleich zu Beginn haben wir einen neuen Song, der bei mir gerade rauf und runter läuft, von der neuen Platte, die bald rauskommt, von Friedberg. Hardcore Workout Queen heißt dieser Song und den haben wir jetzt. Schönen guten Abend, schön, dass ihr da seid.
Anywhere I can let my hair down, grow it up, wear it like a new hole. or we're going to see the apartment where William Burroughs wrote Naked Lunch.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
Liebe ich immer noch, von Nico von The Velvet Underground. Mit denen hat sie zusammengearbeitet, aber unter anderem auch ein eigenes Album rausgebracht, das im Chelsea Hotel in New York damals entstanden ist, mit dem Titel Chelsea Girls. Und da ist auch dieser Coversong drauf, These Days von Nico, hier im Chelsea Hotel auf Ego FM. So, jetzt kommen wir zu einem Song, den ich vor ein paar Wochen gespielt habe. Und zwar von Franz Ferdinand, die einen neuen Song namens Audacious rausgebracht haben. Ein bunter Mix. Ich war am Anfang ein bisschen überfordert von diesem Song, weil der so wahnsinnig viele verschiedene Referenzen hat. Mittlerweile habe ich mich sehr dran gewöhnt und finde ihn richtig gut. Und ich habe euch damals in der Sendung gebeten, falls euch einfällt, an was er euch alles erinnert, dann schreibt mir gerne, weil ich das Gefühl hatte, ich komme einfach nicht drauf. Gerade beim Refrain hatte ich so ein totales Déjà-vu und wusste aber nicht, welcher Song das ist. Und dann kamen ganz viele tolle Mails von euch. Erstmal vielen Dank und teilweise vielen The Strokes, teilweise viel auch eben alte Franz Ferdinand Sachen. Ganze Musik-Eras von 70er, 80er, 90er. Beatles vielen. Und dann hat mir noch der Michael eine Mail geschrieben, der meinte, kann es sein, dass du einen Song von Green Day meinst, an den dich der Refrain erinnert? 21 Guns, das ist der hier. One, 21 Guns, glaube, das ist genau der Song, den ich meinte. Ihr könnt jetzt gleich gerne selber abgleichen, ob ihr die Ähnlichkeit auch hört. Aber ich finde ja, ich habe, glaube ich, wenn ich mich richtig erinnere, bei dem Refrain vom neuen Franz Ferdinand-Song eigentlich an Green Day gedacht. Und hier kommt er, der neue Franz Ferdinand mit Audacious. Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? I don't really in the seeming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run.
Big Deals. Entdecke zu unserem Geburtstag täglich neue Big Deals aus Mode, Wohn, Sport oder Technik. Von Siemens, Bauknecht, Rauch, Bosch, Adidas und viel mehr. Bis zum 30.10. groß sparen. Jetzt in der Otto-App.
And Virgil Thompson lives on this floor right now.
Ego FM. Chelsea Hotel.
Walking the land. back to you.
Unglaublich düsterer Song, den ich aber echt fantastisch finde. Die Band hat auch eine spannende Reise gemacht. The Horrors waren das mit The Silence That Remains hier im Chelsea Hotel auf Ego FM. Und jetzt kommen wir zu meinem ganz besonderen Interview in der heutigen Sendung, das ich schon eine ganze Weile mit mir rumtrage. Und zwar habe ich es geführt mit einem norwegischen Musiker. Also ein bekannter Jazzmusiker in Norwegen, heißt Håvard Lund und hat vor einigen Jahren beschlossen, einen kleinen Zufluchtsort im Norden Norwegens auf einer einsamen Insel im Arktischen Meer gegründet, auf den er immer wieder KünstlerInnen einlädt, die dort, wenn möglich, auch sogar gemeinsam Kunst machen. Im Gespräch merkt man, dass das aber eigentlich nur ein Punkt von vielen ist, um das es ihm geht. Und dass es auch ganz viel um das Thema Natur, Menschsein und Umweltschutz geht. Wir sprechen unter anderem über Lachsfarmen und auch über das Bild, das die meisten EuropäerInnen haben oder der Rest der Welt haben, über den tollen arktischen norwegischen Lachs. Warum das gar nicht so toll ist, das erklärt er uns. Passend dazu werden wir zwischendurch auch Musik von Björk hören, die sich auch ganz stark gegen das Lachsfarming in Island einsetzt. Da gibt es ein ganz ähnliches Problem. Und am Ende möchte ich euch noch einen Song vorspielen, der in diesem kleinen Zufluchtsort, den Håvard Lund gegründet hat, entstanden ist. Ich war nämlich selbst dort und habe quasi mehrere Wochen in der Arktis verbracht und habe da auch an Musik gearbeitet. Also freut euch auf ein Interview, das es einem schmackhaft macht, sich Gedanken darüber zu machen, wie möchte ich eigentlich leben, wie kann ich das vielleicht besser im Einklang mit der Natur machen und wie kann ich eigentlich mal wieder durchatmen. All das jetzt im Gespräch mit Håvard Lund von The Arctic Hideaway in Norwegen.
You see, the Chelsea is so creative, we can do these miracles.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
It's so nice to have you here, or I should say thank you for having me here at the Arctic Hideaway.
Well, again, it's my joy to have you here.
Thank you. You are a musician, and you work as a musician. You have obviously a creative side. So then, I think 7 years ago, you decided to build this space on an island in the north of Norway where you invite artists to work on art. Why did you do that?
Well, try to be shorter, because the idea started, or the need actually started many years before that, back in 95. I had a very positive experience sharing a working space with two more people from different, one of them was an engineer and the other one was a set designer for theater. Mm-hmm. And we met during meals. Obviously, we had to work in solitude, mm-hmm. or work alone. And the crazy nice energy when the engineer tried to help me with my frictions or whatever I needed because I couldn't continue my work. And I was also, it was possible for me to help him as well, even though he worked with oil pumps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From that point, I wanted really bad to make a working place for many people to meet, multidisciplinary, really nice in nature, a way to make speed in your work.
Mm. So you have, over the years, you have had so many artists here, from painters, authors, musicians.
Actors, dancers.
Dancers, actors, okay, architects, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Engineers, doctors. I mean,
they're working on like science here, right?
This is a wonderful place for PhD people to sit and write. Mm. It has become a very wonderful process place.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can tell about that yourself.
Yeah, I can agree. So what is your impression? Because you have seen come and go so many artists from all over the world. What do you think does this place to them?
These 7.5, we opened in 16, so that's 7.5 years ago. Since I'm a hobby psychologist also, I would like to tell that it seems like this is all about resetting your senses.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes out of no distractions for ears or eyes is both that appetite comes back, night sleep comes back. And when such things comes back, then suddenly you have a start to have a better contact with your subconsciousness. Then suddenly your body starts to work again. And it's really amazing to see how quick, really, people can, especially people from big cities.
Mm.
There have been most people from big cities coming in. They are like you, coming from Berlin or
mm-hmm.
München or New York, as the other guests here now.
Yeah.
Totally falling apart, but then also they are refilled in 2 or 3 days.
But what do you think, what is the reason why that happens so quickly? Is it the ocean? Is it...
We are built for this.
Mm. Mm.
That's my... Who am I to speak? Again, I'm a musician, but we are built for it. We are nature.
So we are going home.
We are coming home.
Totally. Mm.
The sea is... I time to time I struggle with my breath myself, and then it's enough to just stare at the sea, and then suddenly
mm-hmm.
you become a part of it. You will be affected. And therefore also 1 week is... Yeah, it's kind of a little bit too short. I mean, you have self now told me that you want to stay longer.
Mm.
Because suddenly it releases and then you gain speed in your work.
True. Yeah, it's really easy to, once you have like kind of recovered and filled up your energy, it's really easy to work here and stuff.
Mm.
What do you think, because you're creative yourself, what do we need to be creative?
It's a very big question. I can't answer in general, but I...
For you?
For me, I see that I need to cut off my head. Not cut off my head. That's the way Norwegian translates.
Yeah.
I need to turn off my head.
Yeah. Please don't cut it off.
No, thank you. And then try to get contact with my subconsciousness, or my the juice. As my Indian friend says that, well, you know, Howard, subconsciousness is a higher level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really true.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's not anything mumbo jumbo. We drink, we act normal. But when you get a contact with what's lying down there. I've seen people out there who hasn't had contact with the creativity, but who have had contact with their egos.
Mm.
And that's kind of, it's a little bit, pardon me for saying this, but a little bit, you don't want them in here.
Mm.
Because they struggle as a human being with full of yourself, then you are struggling against this nature.
Mm.
But this nature doesn't take care of you. You have to align with nature, not the opposite.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of the things that I can absolutely agree on. Like the nature doesn't give shit about you.
Not
you
at all.
Like, and you take a walk here and you just realize, oh, this is not about me. They almost don't want me here. I can just adapt. That's all I can do, and try to belong to it.
And if you do, it still will take care of you. Something there,
yeah.
Which is really interesting.
Just like the sea, I don't know where to go. Through dirt and shadow I grow. I'm reaching light through the struggle. Just like the sea, I'm chasing the wonder. I unravel myself all in slow. You cannot eat money or not. suffocate me, so my tears can be rain. I will water the ground where I stand, so the flowers can grow back again. 'Cause just like the sea, everything wants to land. We are burning our fingers, but we learn and forget.
Before I came here, was we were writing emails, and I told you about my project and about that I'm very not obsessed, but I deal a lot with the environmental topics. And you were like, "Yeah, we need that here." So there's a strong part of you, I would say, that is also worried about not about nature, but about us in this environment. What humans do to this environment? What are your biggest concerns here, from your perspective, from this island or from Norway in general?
And once again, you ask very big questions, but as we are among the most outer islands on the coast here, we do for sure see that we are attached to Scotland, to England, to New York, and so on. It's the same sea. Garbage floats around, not only from boats. So what's really worries me is the lack of capability we have as Norwegians, I must say, because I don't know how it is in Germany, but to think holistic, to think global, to lift your eyes and have a bigger vision of what's going on. Because what we now do in Norway regarding windmills and salmon farms, those two, I should have mentioned the oil, but it's needed to see the big picture, and especially the salmon farms.
Yeah.
After so many years, people have tried to say it, but after so many years with running a really shitty business, now it comes up to surface with a business which runs with so many of places around Aussie here now have 30% mortality, for example, in the fish farms.
And that's crazy.
Not, you say cow farmer, no, but you understand.
Yeah.
Not, if you work with pigs or cows, you would be jailed if you work with 30% mortality. Out of sight, out of mind.
So, it's under sea, underwater, you don't see
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's one of the biggest things. I can absolutely. I mean, coming here, you see all the salmon farms, right? There are so many. You can spot them. So you, as a Norwegian living by the sea, what would you like to tell the people in Europe or in the rest of the world regarding salmon?
Haha. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So this is your stage.
It's from time to time I eat salmon. It's junk food. From time to time I eat burgers. Mm-hmm. Junk food. They buy collars from a company from a lab in Switzerland and decide how this should look. This is a creature which makes its slaughter weight after the short time and eats soya from Southern America. And don't eat it.
Mm.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch Norwegian salmon or just in general, like farmed salmon?
I would farm salmon.
Mm.
Yeah.
No matter from where.
Yeah, but it is what they say, this is pure, clean North Atlantic salmon. Well, it's just business.
It's just bullshit.
Yeah. The richest people in Norway. And I love when rich people have become rich because they are playing fair. They are fucking good at things. Sorry, but I love when people are good at what they're doing.
Yeah, it's nothing bad about earning money.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And some fish farmers still runs both, at least try to run sustainable, aligned with what nature could take.
Mm-hmm.
But the greed has come to it. It's money machines. And it's one-to-one with chicken farms in the States. But I probably told you before, but because of all the problems, politicians in Norway said some years ago said that we don't want any more fish farms into the sea. The ones who's there now,
mm-hmm.
they could continue. But the new ones needs to go onshore. Okay, now they have started to make farms onshore. The scenery you see now, one of the fish farmers around us has bought one island, and his purpose is to make three big basins out of one island, which means that he needs to spend 3 years with dynamite. Crazy amount of fish is going to be brewed, mm-hmm. bred?
I think bred, but I'm not sure.
But into these basins, and our islands are not suited for industry. This is not regulative industry, but he will manage it, but we will give him a big fight.
So you're basically fighting against these plans?
These plans needs to be at least moved.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, the answer is about greed, but it's possible for people today to make salmon, because that's what it is, to make salmon in Sahara, they say. It's only a cost thing. But technically, it's possible to make salmon in Sahara. So at least then move these plants to our closest airport, which has international standards,
mm-hmm.
and not here in an untouched group of islands. And it's so needed for humans to meet spots like this, which is untouched.
Mm. To actually reconnect to where we are from, is that like the thought?
To reconnect, that's what the direct thing, but also to be reminded about the need of taking discussions around life values. Where are you going to live? How do you want to live? All these things. Simplicity at its finest, which I try to run. You have spoken earlier today about resources, how you, when you are on a limited islands, and more clever philosophers than me have said, I guess they are German, all of them, but they have said something about limitations, how really nice it is for us humans to be limited, so we could reflect on these things, make music or texts reflect on these things, which makes people understand that, okay, perhaps I should live my life a little bit different.
Your mouth floats above my bed at night, my own a private moon.
Thank you.
the back of his head. Then I lift up his hair, and it forever so lightly.
That's where her hair starts, just because she can.
Now please can I kiss him?
Just because she can.
Yo quiero besarle. Can I kiss him?
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
What do you hope that people take away from here? What should they spread into the world? Maybe also like from the environmental aspect, what do you hope that they're going to spread?
Well, I guess you have your fights in Berlin. I guess you have your fights in Germany. I don't know which animal, but the attitude is the most important thing.
I mean, we have problems in every country.
Yeah.
There's mass farming in Germany for sure. We are fanatics about cars, you name it. Yeah, for sure. But like, what do you hope people learn here that maybe they can use to make the world a better place or maybe a bit more sustainable place?
Well, people seem to meet themselves in such an environment. That means you will be running through tomorrow at the plane. Shit, now I'm going back to Berlin and I will do my easy shopping. You will bring back something more conscious. Because out here you have the training on being conscious. You have to be conscious all the way, otherwise you will... We have two daily boats out here, as you know. And Norway has a really good health system, so it's possible to bring a helicopter, to ambulance helicopter, to get you to the hospital in town. It takes 14 minutes.
Okay.
With a helicopter. But at the same time, I should ask you, isn't it so that you gained consciousness?
For sure, yeah. For sure. I would say already came here because out of a certain consciousness, I think certain people would not even choose this place because it's not convenient enough for some people. So I think there's like a limited amount of consciousness already that brings people here, but they can definitely expand this consciousness here. That's what I think. Yeah.
No shops, no cars. One phrase I hear often is the most positive thing is the lack of choices. You can't choose between five shops.
Yeah. Like there's no decision paralysis.
Yeah.
Decision making paralysis. Because there's like, I mean, sometimes you're okay, am I going to take a walk on the right side of the island or on the left side? That's sometimes the biggest decisions. Or what are we going to kick?
Exactly. So once again, it's so nice to try to live the phrase we found 7 years ago. Simplicity at its finest.
Yeah.
One story about five men from L.A., Los Angeles, came here to celebrate the New Year's Eve 5 years ago. As you know, there's no cars here, so we only have a path you can walk on. And on this path, we have one crossroad, which leads to the right, over to my cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was one of the locals who watched one of the guys who struggled so much when he came to the crossroad. He didn't, which direction should I now go? Nothing.
Because there was no Google Maps or like...
Nothing led him. Nothing helped him to explore.
No light signs.
Signals, no signs, anything. So it was
no
just
street signs, yeah.
Frustrated, and then he turned and went home again.
That's interesting. It's lovely. Did you talk to him about it?
No.
The
same people, they were stuck here. They needed to buy 5 new tickets from Bodø, which is our airport,
yeah,
to LA because of the hurricane that lasted for some days.
And they couldn't get off the island anymore.
People tried.
Yeah.
But when the captain on the charter boat called me and said, "Hey, Håvard, I've been under with my boat 2 times now. I turn."
Oh, my God. Okay.
Then they suddenly understood, because they were saying, "Buy us a helicopter, buy us anything we need."
Wow.
And then they understood that, holy, that we just wait and go
yeah, with it.
And 5-6 days later, I had the emails, very grateful email.
Oh, wow.
They had understood.
That's so cool. You have to learn, like, oh, where do I want to go? Like, there's a path that's interesting. And also, like, you know, it's everything. You have to be, like, careful when you walk around. And something is icy. So you really have to, you can't just pretend you're walking in the city and be with your mind somewhere else, which happens all the time in the city.
As you said, we don't have any fences out here. It's allowed to go wherever you want to go.
Also, I feel like we have like no one locks their doors. That's so crazy.
True.
Coming from a big city and leaving your laptop somewhere, and you have like,
can I share a very personal thing?
Yeah,
very personal thing. The lack of keys in my life is the biggest luxury I can have.
Oh, wow.
There's no eyeball scanners or fingerprints, nothing.
Yeah.
Not one key. I'm never afraid. I don't hope that the Norwegian insurance companies listens to this.
So, I'm leaving tomorrow, but I'm going to take a lot with me.
But it's Auf Wiedersehen, isn't it?
I definitely want to come back at some point. I'm excited to put out the music that I made while being here. And
I'm very looking forward to listen to it.
Yeah.
And as more music which comes from here, as more influenced by Flaneware, your music.
You could actually do like a compilation at some point, like with everything that's ever been written here, or something, like an online archive or something. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So like just ask people, hey, thank you so much for talking to me and for having me and for like offering this space to so many creative people around the world.
Thank you for coming. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Genau.
FM nimmt dich mit
zu Jan Böhmermann und das Rundfunk-Tanzorchester Ehrenfeld.
Menschen leben, tanzen, Welt.
Aus dem Fernsehstudio live auf die Konzertbühne. Am 24. Januar in München und am 27. Januar in Nürnberg.
Alle Infos und Dates auf egofm.de
oder in der egofm-App. Egofm.
Musik, die alles ändert.
And Virgil Thompson lives on this floor right now.
Egofm. Chelsea Hotel.
Ja, du sagst, du bist natürlich noch dabei. War gerade suchend und noch immer nicht ganz frei. Sagst aber ja zu allem, bist da ganz enthemmt. Fährst ne Runde um den Block oder ans Ende dieser Welt. Ans Ende dieser Welt.
Damit war es auch schon wieder mit dem Chelsea Hotel für heute. Ich bin Sandra Gern, freue mich sehr, dass ihr mit dabei wart. Und ich werde mir jetzt gleich noch eine Tasse Tee machen und hoffen, dass meine Stimme bald besser wird. Ihr könnt die Sendung wie immer nachhören, eine Woche lang auf egofm.de. Immer am Freitag wird die neue Ausgabe hochgeladen und dann ist die für eine Woche lang verfügbar. Und da könnt ihr auch nochmal das Interview nachhören mit Horvath Lund, was wir heute gehört haben, über das abgeschiedene Leben auf einer einsamen Insel im Arktischen Meer, zu dem er immer wieder Artists zum Songschreiben einlädt und auch generell Menschen, die eine Auszeit brauchen und wieder zu sich finden wollen. Und jetzt möchte ich die Sendung aber nicht abschließen, bevor ich euch nicht den neuen Song von The Cure vorstelle, denn Robert Smith, der teasert seit Jahren an, dass es wieder ein neues The Cure-Album geben wird. Das letzte ist doch schon ein Weilchen her, 2008 kam es raus. Und jetzt wird's kommen, im November. Der erste Song ist da und den ersten Song hören wir jetzt. Alone heißt er von The Cure. Und damit wünsche ich euch jetzt noch einen wunderschönen Abend. Ich bin Sandra Gern. Ihr könnt mir immer gerne schreiben mit Feedback zur Sendung oder Anmerkungen an sandra@egofm.de oder auch an Sandra Gern auf Instagram. Lasst euch gut gehen und bis nächste Woche. Tschüss.